Welcome to Herbis Kareem Speaks. You know, I come from YouTube channel, Four Sides of Life. You want to go check me out, go check out Four Sides of Life on YouTube. That's where you'll find Herbis Kareem. I've been on YouTube for over 5 years. Been just getting, teaching at work. I talk about health most of the time. You know, trying to tell people how to take care of themselves healthy-wise. And I also tell people how to take care of themselves on the financial side. And I try to tell people how to take care of themselves relationship-wise and how the queen and king is important in this society. So that's pretty much my background. But YouTube has chased me away from where I want to be. And every time I try to teach everybody how to get it, especially my people, I get slammed. I get censored. So they on a different page right now. So I came over here to the podcast to kind of be me. So we're going to talk about some crypto today, and I get to let the rings go. So you're going to see me in a little different light, but this is me right here. I'm going to be a puppeteer over there, so I'm a little quieter over there because they got a different setup. But Herbis Kareem Speaks, we're going to play this music right now so y'all can hear me clearly. Let me gather my thoughts, and I want you to gather yours. Like this jam. Get you ready. Yeah. All right. That's it. Now, let's talk about just crypto right here, okay? So, this one thing about it is the crypto is a little bit different type of space, you know? I'm going to make it simple and plain. We might go and be here for a minute. That's what podcast is. You can just talk till you really, really finish. So, I don't even know what time it is I'm starting right now, but I know I'm going to talk to them, get through this spiel right here. So I'm going to be all over the place a little bit because we're pretty much covering the understanding about crypto. And not its entirety, just giving you a kind of an overview right now, because in order for you to get the message a little faster, you got to have the right teacher. Now, they got teachers, it's a funny thing about it. They all spread it all over the place. But I've been doing this for a while, and I've been me for a long time, and I've been seeing my people just, you know, struggle, you know, feeling like we the piece of gum on the bottom of somebody's shoe. So it's a reason why you don't have a lot of information. And I like to put things in a simplicity way. A lot of people just don't like sharing that. I don't know what it's about. They just get caught up in the way they have to do it, and they just do it that way. But I've gotten busy over the years, you know, coming from the YouTube world, and I'm still on YouTube, but when you want to get your message across, you got to switch it up a little bit. You know, a lot of people don't like change. I'm one of them, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to switch up if you're going to stop me from doing what I need to do. So let's get to this crypto right here. Let's start here, okay? Because we're going to be covering a lot with crypto, but I'm going to try to put together, because people have been hitting me up about texting me, emailing me, asking me to train them, teach them. I've been teaching family members, okay? I've been helping family members. And it's exhausting because it takes a couple of hours to get it done. But if my own family members are, like, hitting me up like this, and I got people out there in the YouTube world that actually know my personal line, know my personal email, They hit me up to pay me to help them because they know my simplicity teaching is different. I decided to just literally, quick in a hurry, put something together in the next couple of weeks that people can follow. And it's going to be a little bit of nothing. I'm not, you know, I can't do stuff for free because it's time is money, but and money is time. And I have to pause to get things together. But my Achilles heel is helping people. I love helping people. And when my muzzle gets my mouth gets muzzled, I can't help. It's like kryptonite to me. You know what I'm saying? It's my weakness. I love assisting and helping people. That really brings me joy, seeing people succeed. Because I'm successful and I have succeeded. I have. Believe me, people that know me personally, they can vouch for that. 10 times over, I'm successful. But the thing is, I don't like seeing where our brothers and sisters struggle. That's not cool. So this is my thing right here. When YouTube's kind of slows me down from being who I want to be and censoring, and you got all these other locations censoring, you got to go where you're not censoring you right now, which is podcasting. Soon platforms might start getting censored, and I'm going to take my message onto my website. So I'm gonna just start pushing for that. But let's start here, okay? Because when I do start this, put this price out there, if I put this video together, I want to put it together because I know you guys need it. And when I put it together, I'll make sure that it's done in a way that the price is not ridiculous. You know what I mean by that is I'm not charging, you know, hundreds of dollars. I'm not charging you $1,000. It's going to be definitely something that you can afford, what, a couple hundred dollars? No, my bad, not a couple hundred dollars. It's going to be something like what, let me see. Last time I checked, me and my queen talked about it, $1,399. That's a good price, right? No, not $139. $13.99. So I'm going to be building my email list that way. And so I can, since I'm crossing over to my website. So be on the lookout for that. For a small donation of $14, Kareem going to take time off and put together something together for about 2 weeks. Simplicity of starting your account and creating a crypto account, starting crypto accounts, and being able to swap, exchange, trade for other altcoins that you might want, okay? That's coming because it has to be done before March is over, pretty much before the second week of March, because you guys won't be able to be part of it this year. This year is going to be on fire. It's going to be on fire. Anybody involved with crypto in 2021 right now is about to be a bunch of millionaires when the end of this year is over. This year, in the beginning of 2022, people are going to be getting paid. People are going to be getting cashing out this year and cashing out next year. And if you're not part of this train this year, you could lose out. Why you think I'm showing up talking about crypto instead of health right now? My passion is the body. I know more than the basics about the body. But a lot of individuals won't take care of their health and their body if their finances is jacked up. So let's get into some history right now, because I didn't ramble enough, gave you a nice little introduction, almost 10 minutes about me. I talked a little fast. I'm going to try to slow it down because I'm on this podcast and I want you guys to grasp what I'm saying. But okay, let me bring you into my world, to my way that I see this crypto, the way it is. So I'm not making up nothing, but I want you to kind of like bring it down to a simplicity level. That's one thing my mom taught me. Teach on a simple level so people can grasp it. So cryptocurrency is a place of decentralization, okay? So what does that mean in so many words? Because it's kind of like confusing. But when you look at, if you know anything about stock exchange or stocks, what most of us don't, if you knew about stock exchange or stocks, you would know about block exchange and cryptocurrency. It kind of is pretty much the same thing, okay? But people get confused because they're always hearing about Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. But they don't know where all these other coins and tokens slash tokens are coming from. They like, what is Ethereum? What is the Graft? What is Elrond Gold? What is Hydro? What is Stellar, XRP, Cardano? I mean, it got thousands and thousands of them. And people are confused because they're like, I thought it was Bitcoin. That Bitcoin, Bitcoin. I don't understand what you mean when you're talking about all these other cryptocurrencies. So to make it simple, the same thing they have so many companies on the stock exchange, they have a bunch of companies on the block exchange. Did you catch it? Stock exchange, block exchange. So it's what these companies are doing in the digital age world right now, okay? Stock exchange is old news. It ain't totally old news, but it's about to be old news. Why? Because when was the last time you were taught in high school, junior high, even grade school about stocks? Penny stocks. Nope, they don't want to teach you that, do they? This is not for you to know because it's powerful to know just the basics about a company that's about to go public. Did you hear me? A company that's about to go public. Let me give you some examples, okay? When they go public, they're going to end up on that stock exchange, all right? So let me give you a few examples that you understand. Amazon. Amazon was worth, when they went public, they per share was $22. When they went public in 1980, that was $22 per share. What are they today? $122. Yes, they've been higher than that, but that's what they are today because of this pandemic. Ooh. Feels good to be able to say that word because of this pandemic, because of this drama that's been going on with United States. It's issues because of United Snakes. That's what I call them because they snakes. They get down foul. You know what I'm saying? They hide the truth from you. You didn't know. You don't know the ins and out about a company that you can invest in. 1980, they was only $22 to buy yourself some shares of some Apple. And it was less than that before they went public. Probably was pennies. Now, Amazon. You familiar with Amazon? I know you're familiar with Amazon. Amazon was how much per share when they bust out? That Jeff Bezos. Huh? Started his company with him and his wife. Heard it was started in his garage. He used $10,000 as his own money. What did he do? This dude was at one time the richest man in the world, or at least in United States. Okay, the richest in United States, and all of them be taking turns being the richest. In 1994, his shares was $18 when he went public. Matter of fact, they felt his was a little bit higher than it was supposed to be. When he came out the gate, they thought per share was going to be $16, $17. He decided to be $1, $2 over what they felt he should have been. They felt he should have been. So you got to understand that you don't hear us's brothers and sisters being the richest in the United States. When have you seen that? In the 19s and the, 80s and 1990s and 1970s. When? You ain't seen a bunch of us. It's for a reason. So they're definitely not going to even help you get there, redline you, block you from getting there, and then won't even share and tell you how to actually invest in somebody else that you believe in. You're going to use their stuff anyway. You're going to buy their cars. You're going to buy their products, their watches. You're going to get their products. Everything about it, you live it here. You're using it. But you can't be told how to invest in it. Find out for yourself. Figure it out. Now, if your mom and dad don't know about no stocks, how you going to know about? And here today, Amazon is what? 3,000 plus per share? 3,000. 3,000. Tesla. What? Tesla. In 2003, hit the scene. And decided to go public around there, and it was $17 per share. $17 per share. Let's go back to Amazon. If you would have invested $1,000 in Amazon in 1997, not even 1994, in 1997, if you would have put $1,000 in to Amazon, you would be a millionaire right now. You'd be $1.3 million. This is what you don't be knowing. So how many years ago was that? 1997, 2007. That would be less than, what, 16? That's about 16 years? Yeah, 14. Yeah, about 14 years. You'd be a millionaire right now. You'd be retired. But crypto is on. Is a lot faster than that. Well, let's not even go there right now. Let's finish Tesla. 2003, you would have had yourself, you could invest in Tesla for $17. I'm not even going to talk about Walmart. Y'all understand them. You know what I'm saying? They was giving that. We working at Walmart and throwing our shares away, you know, exchanging them, turning them in and didn't want it no more. You didn't understand shares. You don't understand stocks. $17. In 2003, Tesla share per share. Now it's $702. Tesla doing a whole lot of stuff right now. So he living a good life, Elon Musk. Huh? He doing big things. I know you heard about Mr. Tesla, man, investing $1.5 billion. That's play money for him. $1.5 billion into Bitcoin. He always be posting and tweeting about that Dodge coin, but because that Dodge coin is kind of a play a coin right there. You got to know the difference between if it's a company or if it's just something fun that somebody want to do. Because you can just create a token nugget on your own less than 10 minutes. But it's what's the purpose behind when you create one. But yeah, he invested, if it was all that popping, and Dogecoin, why didn't he put his $1.5 billion into Dogecoin? Always tweeting about it. But he put it into Bitcoin because he's a smart man. He invests. And he likes to know what? Double, triple his money. He said he made more money in a few years in Bitcoin than he did. But he wouldn't have been able to do that because back in the day, when he started that in 2003, he didn't have no $1.5 billion, let alone the trillions of dollars that he got right now. So he was able to put $1.5 billion in a few weeks. He was able to probably quadruple that. I know he tripled it. You know what I'm saying? Easy. Easy. So it's all about what you want to do and what you don't want to do. But now let's slide over to the crypto side. When you hear people say a block exchange, you know, it might be underneath the umbrella of another company, but, you know, that's different. We'll talk about topics and the words, definitions as we go. But I want you to understand this block exchange over here. You got companies now that are starting just like you got them companies over there on the stock exchange and went public that they don't want to be on technically on the stock exchange. They don't mind. They'll go on there like Polkadot might be listed on the stock exchange. If it has not been already. But they mainly want to be listed on the block exchange. Why? because they don't want to be pretty much regulated. Okay? This cryptocurrency space allows you to build your company without having a lot of the regulations of United States involved. United States like to tell you what to do and tell you how to build your country. They like to tell who and those individuals, who, depending on who you are. Don't be no so-called African-American trying to put a company together and have that bad boy soar, have teams of billionaires and trillionaires. Oh, no. Don't be no non-respected individual that's blowing up, and you might even be a European. Can't be too many of them just coming out of nowhere. No, they're not having it, man. They block even their own people. Okay? You got to understand that. This is not one of those things that you need to take personal. So, and I'm not the only one you should be listening to. You know, there's a lot of powerful Europeans that's trying to give you some love, give you some nuggets. And they're not talking to just white people, okay? They're talking to everybody. Same what I'm doing right now. Of course, I'm talking mainly to us because our brothers and sisters, we just be on behind the curb like 10, 20 years and don't be having the simple steps. And nobody takes the time to help give them to us neither. So that's what saddens me. Nobody slow down and help the brother and sister out from that crab bucket. You know, just pull them up. And after you pull them out of the bucket, you got to tell them what to do. Tell them where to go. Tell them how to do it. Teach them how to fish so they can teach others and they can eat for a lifetime. You know what I mean? So when you over here on this cryptocurrency side, Bitcoin is what? Bitcoin didn't come out to be no company. Bitcoin was more like a place where somebody like me or somebody that have a lot of money, you don't have the banksters, the banks, telling you how you can spend your money and where you can put your money and how your money can grow and how you can send it and how much it's going to cost you to send it. They're always trying to get in your pocket in the United States. It's just not taxes. You got to talk to somebody that's been on $1 million side. That's me. I've been there. So I know that. I'm there now. It's not not easy when you have a couple $1 million or if you just got $1 million. That ain't a lot of money. Not in the United States, man. They always in your pocket. The more money you make, the more savvy you got to be with different entities to make sure you are avoiding a lot of transaction fees, avoiding a lot of tax fees, not tax evasion, tax avoidance, to make sure that what you've earned and you built and you created, they're not taking 40, 30, 20, should have said the opposite way, 20, 30, 40% of your money. How you get close to half of my money? Just because I'm doing business on your soil. Isn't that funny? Telling you, man, the United States is a place to make paper. You can make it, a lot of it. It's only because they make sure they keep their citizens ignorant. That's why you make so much money out in the United States. That's just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it honestly 100% real. That's my opinion. They don't teach you economic side, the health side, the educational side. They educate you purposely on an ignorant way so you won't understand your body, you won't understand your household, you won't understand how to move and circumvent out here, you won't understand the city, the states, the counties, you won't understand the United States, you won't understand the trifecta they got with the politics they got going on, you won't understand nothing. And then they steer the media. They actually curve your way of thinking after they train you stupid. They curve your way of thinking through the media. What they control, all media platforms. They control it. So since they control it, they're going to make sure they control your narrative and the way you think. They're going to make sure you stay stupid, and they curve you with this, with the pandemic. No, this is what's going on. No, this is what's going on. If the same person taught you and trained you and raised you to be stupid, why would they allow anybody on their media platforms to give you intelligent information? Pause for a moment and think about that. Purposely, they train you and raise you to be ignorant and stupid. They don't raise you to be millionaires. They don't raise you to be self-sufficient. They don't raise you to be educated on your body. And then you watch their network television shows on how to be extra stupid, or tell you on why they're doing this and why this is happening. The news. Straight up stupid news. Lying news. Curving my way of thinking news. And then the baby boomers are taking it in hook, line, and sinkers. And those baby boomers are our parents. Our parents. How are you going to bang and holler and argue with your parents when they watching the idiot box? But back to this crypto. So when you are dealing with crypto, why would they share anything with you on crypto? Currency. Why would they share anything with dealing with the stock exchange? Definitely ain't going to talk to you about the block exchange, because the block exchange, this cryptocurrency, is dealing with decentralization. What does that mean? It means I don't want you regulate my company. In so many words, I don't want you telling me what to do with my money. I don't want, if the people want to invest in me and my company, let them invest in me. Let my company build. And then after it builds, I want them to win. See, that's what this decentralization block exchange is about. This cryptocurrency is about. That Bitcoin was about, listen, you could put your money over here. It can grow 10 times, 100 times faster than regular gold. Here's some facts for you, okay? A kilo of gold right now, go look up what a kilo of gold and how big it is, how heavy it is. A kilo of gold is $58,000 right now, and about 100, some change. $58,100 some change. Bitcoin hit that in February. In February 21st of 2021, Bitcoin hit $58,200, about $100 over the kilo price of gold. Now, see, the reason why Bitcoin is fluctuating up and down right now is because it's being tamperated. Played with, short, hedged. It's being manipulated by the banks, by United States, by U.S. Treasury. It's being manipulated by them. They don't want you to be taking your money, putting it in no Bitcoin, having your money grow for you 10 times, 5 times, 50 times faster than gold. Here's some real stats for you. In what year was Bitcoin hit the scene? 2009. 2021 right now, people. Of February, I'm talking. Okay? So in 2009, that's what? 11 years ago. 11 years ago, Bitcoin was 4 cents. It was pretty much a zero in 2009. It was worth nothing. It was in the pennies area. I'm talking about 0.000. Then all of a sudden in 2011, it was $1.4. $1.4. So let's do the math right now real quick. Let me actually do some math real quick on if you would have invested $1,000. Because I would have told you it would have been $1.3 million if you'd invested $1,000 in 1997 in Amazon. Let's see if you had invested $1,000 in 2011. You had invested $1,000 in Bitcoin. That'd be 1,000 Bitcoins you had. Times, let's see what you'd have sold at the top, $58,000. You would be worth $58 million. Let's take it lower than that and just say $50,000. You sold it early. $50 million. Let's go lower than that. That's today, 2021, okay? Let's go lower than that. Let's say in 2017, when it was about $19,000. Okay, that's $19 million. So you would have made
What? $18 million more. $17 million and a half more dollars. Oh, you might as well round it up to $18 million. $18 million more invested into Bitcoin in 2011 versus invested into Amazon in 1997. It's the same amount of money. And it would have took you 14 to 15 years to get to $1.3 million, but 10 to 11 years to get to $58 million or $50 million, or shave off 4 years in 2017. So really, let what? 2017 from 2011 took you 6 years to get to $19 million with that same $1,000. So if you'd have just did $100, you still would have beat investing $1,000 in 1997 in Amazon. $100, so you would have had yourself 100 Bitcoins for a dollar in 2000 and what? 2011. Times $58,000. That would have been $5,800,000. $5,800,000. If you'd have did it in 2017 and sold it for $19,000, its all-time high, you would be $1.9 million. So a funky $100 would have still smashed you investing $1,000 in Amazon. You see how long it takes? You see the difference? Why they don't want you knowing about this and want you knowing about that? They don't want you to know about this cryptocurrency. They don't want you knowing about it. They don't want you knowing about it. Because you're going to get rich too fast. This is why. They got to keep you broke. That's one thing I know about United States. Keep saying United States. You just ain't got one thing I know about United States. Guaranteed I know about them. What I've learned over the 48 years of me living and over the 30 years of me just being awake. And even 30 years. Matter of fact, it's been about 15 years of me being wide awake, knowing what's going on with this country. One thing about them, you guaranteed to be born. You know that, right? They're going to get paid off you when you get born. They're going to be paid a lot more money when you die. While you're living between that time, they're going to get lots of money because you're sick. They're going to make sure you stay sick. Then while you're living and staying sick and they're capitalizing off of you as a product, they're taxing everything you purchase. So while you earn money, they're taxing you. While you spend money, they're taxing you. So it's guaranteed for you to be born. It's guaranteed for you to die in the United States. That's anywhere you're born and die. But it's guaranteed for you to be taxed double and you to be sick in the United States. People be fighting to just stay healthy around here, man. So where you think you're going to get educated on the block exchange? Huh? They don't want you knowing about the block exchange, this cryptocurrency. So I just gave you some healthy information on this Bitcoin. United States is fighting like a beast to make sure you don't get paid too much money. They trying to make sure you don't get paid a lot of money, man. They ain't playing around here. Well, hold on. Let me let y'all go get something to drink. And I'm going to come back after this song right here, this track is played. Oh,
Okay, I'm back now, family. Now, just wanted y'all to hit a little soft, little intermission real quick. So, when you're dealing with Bitcoin, Bitcoin is a stored value. We're going to do a video on that. I'm going to do a podcast on that alone, just Bitcoin, the history of it, and, you know, the value of it. But it's pretty much a way for a person to kind of like send money, do transactions from overseas. You know what I mean? I could send money to you like PayPal, like Cash App, you know, stuff like that. Just send it to you, you know, and not deal with the bank all in my business. I can literally take money out of my bank account, open up a Coinbase account, open up a crypto account, or open up a Gemini account, you know, and after I open it up, I send it. We just got to learn how to send, and I'm going to show you guys how to do that when I do this course. It's for like $13, $14. Make sure you be on the lookout for that. Because I wanted you to keep majority of the money so you can invest. So if you take Bitcoin and you want to actually invest, you don't have to buy the whole Bitcoin. You can buy just $200 worth, $100 worth. So you do the math of that. You know, if you divide, I mean, that's hard math. I ain't going to do that for you right now. But you could do the as it goes up, your money goes up. It goes up a lot faster than you invested into some of these other companies right here. This Fire community that's making, taking 8, 10, 12 years to make themselves be retired, like pay off all their debts, buy a house, pay off their own home, and then they live off of the percentage of their stocks. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but the time span, I just showed you, the time span of that is slow. Just imagine if them same for Fire communities were investing into these companies on the stock exchange before they went public, or when they've been public and they're here like $2, $3, and they're putting their money into that. And then when the company is 3-4 years later, the company is right, the shares are $80, $50 a share, $100 a share, $200 a share, $400 a share. This is what they be worth, like $30, $40 million right now. So instead, they're investing into companies that are already established. They're already established and getting their minimum 5-7% return. And right now, they're getting anywhere between 9, sometimes as high as 15 and 20% return. But that stock exchange is going to be crashing soon. Wouldn't you like to be in something in the beginning? Like when you was involved with it, if you was in the beginning with Amazon or Apple or Walmart or Tesla, when they first hit the scene, Microsoft, wouldn't you like to be involved with something from the beginning so you can make your, you know, $15, $20 million or just small five, you know what I'm saying? Small $5 million with just about $200, $300, $400 or maybe $1,000 in less than 4 to 5 years. This is what this cryptocurrency would do for you. It's right now your time. There is thousands of companies coming in that don't want to be regulated by the United States. They're putting handcuffs on them on how they can build their company. They're putting handcuffs on them on how they can go public and be listed on the stock exchange. This is a very simple way for these brilliant minds to start a token / coin / business is really what it is. Start a company and business basically having use cases, something that you can use, whether you're transaction, whether you're tracking products, whether you making a product more digitally faster, making the car fast, whatever you're doing on the digital side, you can create something on the block exchange and join forces and to be just skyrocket higher and higher and higher. Don't you understand that they go into that smart city age? You already heard Akon? He putting a smart city together. He ain't the only one. Bill Gates is starting this smart city. A dude that's doing a smart city like Bill Gates, you don't see Akon and all these other smart city individuals. You create vaccines, tell you how to be a doctor. You know, you got individuals, you know, acting like they doctors and whatnot, but you got Bill Gates doing that. Like I said, they control the media. Okay. You know, as you have enough money, you can tap in and donate to the right media and they'll put your message out there for you. But I don't want to get off the subject, but this block exchange can go higher and higher. So Bitcoin is a store of value. It's pretty much like gold. It's somewhere like a place. If I want to put my investment here, I'm going to invest in gold. I'm going to invest in silver. I have me some silver. I have me some gold. But if I want to invest in something that's going to go up in value after I'm gone. You got to go with the times. Except I can invest in the good thing about gold. The bad thing about gold, literally real gold, the one you could touch, I can't take that nowhere and drop that to somebody and try to make a transaction with the gold. I got to liquidate it. I got to go melt it down, have it turn to, I got to literally exchange it for what people are using today. That's the thing about gold and silver. You got to do that with that. It's not like it's not going up in value, but you got to go through a lot to just start to do a transaction with it or convert it real quick. Bit gold, you ain't got to do that. It's digital gold. So who cares that, well, man, it ain't physical gold. People don't believe in stuff and you can't touch it. Listen, I don't have, you have people handing out certificates of gold, certificates of silver. You ain't touching that. You ain't touching your gold, your silver. It's what people believe in. You got people spending this fiat, losing their mind, trying to get some cash, some green dollar bills with all these men's faces on it, presidents and whatnot. That ain't nothing of value. I could rip that up. What is the value? Because people use it everywhere and they print it up like crazy. So whatever people like to use a lot is valuable. You hear what I'm saying? So digital Bitcoin is valuable because people believe in it right now and they're going digitally. But on top of that, it's not classified as a security. So SEC is not regulating Bitcoin right now. Their bankers is going to try to slow it down. Believe that. But this one got a green light to do its thing. And it's been growing. They didn't think it was going to blow up like this. And of course, United States knew this world was going digital. They already using their digital currency anyway. But they want their digital coin. That's why they're actually trying to sign up and do things with XRP. They're trying to do things with Stellar. They got their own USD coin. They trying to push their coin out just like all the other countries are pushing theirs out. But Bitcoin allows you to store your money over here. Like, man, look, I got $50,000 or I got $1,000. And I want to, instead of investing in gold and getting a certificate, I'm going to go ahead and physical gold and have it mailed to me. I'm going to invest into Bitcoin, digital. And I got my address. I got my wallet/wallet ledger. I'll talk about that later. And I'm going to hold it. And if I ever need to exchange it or send my son, my daughter, my wife, my people's family, friends, anybody, or pay for something, I can use it just like people make transactions, wire transactions and transactions like PayPal and Zelle and all these banks. I could do me a straight up Telegram transfer like MoneyGram. I can do a transaction just like this as long as I have an account and they got an account. I can send them it this way and then they can convert it to USD fiat if they chose to. Or they could just literally convert it to a cryptocurrency card that has a Visa logo on it, a Discovery logo on it, a MasterCard logo on it, Apple, and they can use it like that. See, the decentralization is coming from here, not allowing the banks to be in your pocket all the time when you're trying to take care of business with your money. So here it is that you earn money. This is how people do. They earn money, about $1,000, $2,000 from their job that month. Then they put it in the bank. The bank give you a debit card. They put a Visa logo on that bad boy, and you can use it. But why is it in that bank? What is the bank doing? It's investing your $2,000 within that month. And they want you to keep a certain amount of money in there every month so they can keep on investing your money. And they get thousands and thousands and millions of people in their bank putting their money there, and they be investing. But that same $1,000 sitting in your bank may give you 2 pennies at the end of the month. And most likely it don't. It don't even grow to 2 pennies. You don't even see 1,000, one penny over there. You spend it before you see that. You put your money in the stock exchange, same thing. You got to leave it in there and not touch it till you old or you get penalized with taxes again. You're going to get taxed over there with crypto world, but the difference is you make so much it don't matter. That's real. You put that same $1,000 in one of these coins over here, like Bitcoin or Ethereum, or just straight up Bitcoin, that bad boy is going to grow about at least, right now, this 2021, that same $1,000 end up being something like, you know, anywhere between $5,000 to $8,000 by the end of this year. That same $1,000. If you took $1,000 and put it in Bitcoin, that bad boy is going to be at least $5,000 to $10,000 before this year is out. And you can cash out and do it again, or leave it there and let it just keep growing. You can't take $1,000 and put it in your bank account and it be $5,000 to $10,000 at the end of this year. Don't talk about 401ks and Roth IRAs. They limit you on how much you can put in there in a year. So you won't grow a lot. See, that's that regulation again. Always trying to censor you what you're doing with your money, just like they're censoring you and people on the social media platforms. So this block exchange, crypto, is trying not to be censored. They're not trying to be regulated. I don't want you telling what the people can do. And then because they don't want to be told what to do, they're giving incentives, heavy incentives, for people that come over to the block exchange space, the cryptocurrency space. What are they giving you? They're giving you a return on your money that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So like I already mentioned, I already did the numbers for you. So Bitcoin is a stored value. It's just like equivalent to gold, except it's digital gold, except it has a lot more flexibility than that physical gold. You know, if I walked up to somebody and wanted to pay them for some goods, I can convert that to a cryptocurrency Visa card or Discovery card, Apple Pay. I can pay them that way. I could walk up to one of these kiosks that has a Bitcoin and I can use it. One of these stores that might have it, they accept Bitcoin. Stores are accepting Bitcoin. I can use it online, pay somebody with it. It has versatility with it. It's versatile. It is. That gold, you got to do all kinds of stuff with that physical gold, man. When I have that silver I got right now and I wanted to exchange my silver and put that into cryptocurrency, I mean, just to exchange it, you got these pawn shops that's going to do you dirty, and they're not going to give you on spot. They're not going to give you even close to what you paid for. But the value that it went up, you know, it's went up and you can exchange it, but you're going to get shorted of the true value of it is. This don't happen with cryptocurrency. What the value is of that day, you can exchange it for that day right there. Now, you're going to pay some transaction fees / gas fees. People are talking about that a lot, but that comes with the territory. You're going to pay some fees when you go up into the bank, when you want to do a transaction or you want to wire something. Okay, same thing. Stop trying to have everything free. Everything ain't free. But okay, now let's get to that Ethereum. These right now are the big dogs. Ethereum and Bitcoin are the big dogs. A Bitcoin is not regulated by SEC. So it's doing its thing. It's not being pressured. It's being manipulated, but it's not being pressured. It's not being brought up in court. Same thing with Ethereum. Ethereum has been given the green light to be a non-security. So it has the free range to do what it want to do as well. So it's a stable coin. And when they mean stable coin, it's a stable company. It ain't about just a fly by night, just doing things for a while and it's just going to go away. It's stable. Okay. So this is what you want to put your money in. If you want to just really, really play it safe, invest in Ethereum and Bitcoin. You can't go wrong. Ethereum was worth what? In 2013, it came out. It was born. It came to an existence in 2000. It was pennies when it came out. Pennies. Tenths of a penny. But in 2015, it was one full dollar. I don't need to do the math on this, man. 2017, Ethereum hit $1,400. Came out in 2013. 4 years later, 14, 15, 16. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm bad math right there. Existed in 2013. That's when it was founded. 2015, it was $1. 2 years later, it hit $1,400. That same dollar hit $1,400. So if you'd have put $1,000 into Ethereum in 2015 times $1,400 in 2017, it would be $1.4 million. You still beat out putting your money in Amazon. You see what I'm talking about? It's because we know, and this is one thing they don't like about this stock exchange. I mean, this block exchange. This is one thing they don't like about this block exchange. This block exchange make millionaires. I don't care if you got to wait 4 years and you guys are late versus this year. You still going to be a multimillionaire in 4 years versus that stock exchange and that fire community. Take a long time, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like it can't happen because all y'all taking down these 9-to-5s and being there for 30, 40 years. So the fire community be smashing. They be done in 40, by the time they hit 40. Some of them be even in their 30s, mid-30s, and they be done, millionaires. But right here, man, my son can put $100 in right now, which he has already, and before he is, he's 15. Before he's 18, 19 years old, that boy be a millionaire. That's the speed of this right here versus that stock over there, stock exchange. This is the speed. My other boy that's 5 years old put $100 in there into these companies and do it right. This boy, before he hits, oh my God, it's before he hit 9, 10 years old, he won't know it, but he's going to be a millionaire. And he's going to be, before he hit 18. He's going to have millions of dollars. That's right now what you could do for you and your kids, your family, and your generational family. This is generational money. This is what this is. So don't sleep on it. So Ethereum came out in 2015. You could have been a millionaire by 2017. Right now, it's about a couple hundred dollars over its all-time high, which is $1,400. Ethereum, you put $100 or $1,000 in Ethereum right now, that's stable. You ain't got to worry about that going down. That bad boy, when I invested into Ethereum in December, that's when I heard about it, in the beginning before Christmas. It was like $605. But I heard about Bitcoin back in 2013, 2011. But I wouldn't, nobody told me details like I'm telling you details right now. A lot of people telling you guys details right now. Nobody was sharing that with me. So I sold my Bitcoin. Almost like $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, I sold it. So now that I know the dates and whatnot, I definitely had at least 60, 70 plus Bitcoins. That's neither here or there. But I know what I know now, and I'm going to share it with you guys. Believe me, if I'd have knew then what it was, I'd have told everybody. It might not be no Herbert's Kareem right now. Because I'd have been doing something else with it. I probably would have started a university. I'd have been out there in Ghana. Africa, been out there. So when you have financial freedom and financial wealth, you have the right to, you have the power to come to kind of like almost do anything. Why do you think they're shutting down borders? They're coming out with these vaccines faster and quicker, and they're telling you to wear masks. They got to get you sicker than sick. They got to have you come down with pneumonia. They got to have you come down with, they got to give you a tracker device on you through the vaccine shot. They got to do all kinds of weird stuff to you because they know you about to be, some of these people that's in this crypto space right now is about to be, they've already done the data. It's about to be a whole bunch of millionaires in America, United States. So if you become a millionaire, millions of you become millionaires, or just 100,000 of you become millionaires before 2021 is over, and then 25% of you bounce out of this country. That's a problem because you're going to build. You're going to take your struggle and your joy and pain and your intelligence with you. And you're going to build outside of this country. That's a problem. So they wasn't going to let another 2017 hit again like it happened in the crypto space without them coming involved and manipulating that. But they still, you still got a shot, y'all. Why y'all think I'm talking about it right now? Why you think I'm going to slow myself down to make sure I put something together for $14 so you guys can invest the rest? So you guys can know how to create an account. You got to know how to send your money into a wallet. You know how to invest. And you know the stable coins that I've already researched, and you can go out there on a limb and research and invest in other stable coins that you want to. But when I started out, I put 80% of my money into Ethereum. No, let me take that back. I put 70% of my money into Ethereum. And I put 20%, 70, 80, 85. I put 85, 90. Yep. I put about 15% of my money in Bitcoin. And the other 10%, I put into altcoins. And what are altcoins? Anything that's not Bitcoin and Ethereum is an altcoin. It's still a business. They using the names coins and tokens, but these are real companies, okay? These are real companies. It's like when you go down and start a business, and you got to go down to Secretary of State, you got to do all this, file this paperwork. You ain't got to do that with no coin slash token when you want to create one. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ought to look that up, how to create a token, okay? And what you're going to be doing with that and whatnot. How do you stay legal, and how do you make sure that you're taking donations, and what you're going to set your market cap to, what you're going to circulate your coins to be, all of that. Research that. Maybe you might want to start one. But anything that's not stable, is the main ones that's been at it for a long time that people really like investing in because it has not got in trouble with SEC and United States love to mess with you when you start making a lot of money and they haven't designated your coin slash token slash company as a non-security. So since all these other 200, 300 plus coins that have been coming out that's trying to really do start their companies on the block exchange, since they haven't got that green light by SEC in the United States, they're a little scared as they grow. They know if they grow too fast or if they make one main mistake, SEC or United States or the bank or anybody could just bring up some BS lawsuit and get them caught up in some drama, and then now it'll slow their business now. It'll slow people wanting to invest in them. People will pull all their money out. That's the whole point. They want to grow. So you got some people leaving outside of this country, and that's Cardano. Cardano bouncing out this country, going to Africa. I know he ain't no brother. You know what I'm saying? But Africa got a lot of problems, and China been seeing that. There's a lot of countries not realizing what China been doing that for decades, centuries. They've been doing that. So he realized that I don't want to be regulated at all. And plus, it's billions of people in Africa versus a couple hundred thousand people, a couple hundred thousand people, 300,000-400,000 people in the United States. So he can bounce and go to another country and create some digital that they need, transactions that they need to be build some new cases that they need and blow up situation. Whatever they need speed fast, they blow up situation. Why do you think Steve Harvey bounced and started his Family Feud in Africa? They regulate him when he tried to do what he wanted to do with his business. Why do you think Stevie Wonder is bouncing to Ghana? Racism and doing what he want to do and being blocked. He can't actually start no TV show. Man, if you go to different countries right now, you can get into networks. You can get into all kinds of things. And right now, the Cardano guy sees the regulated what's going on right now. A lot of these companies see what's going on. So they're not trying to be tied up and being get involved with no SEC, trying to smash them and not let them be popular down the line because they wanted to slow down this block exchange. It can't be stopped. Believe me, just because Bitcoin go down don't mean all the rest of them is going down. They know how to do it now. They got the formula, okay? They got the formula. So, and this is what makes the United States afraid. Really, the banks. The banks are afraid. The United States is already going digital. You know why? If you want to know my mindset, I really think they already been doing this anyway with the global reset. They've been trying to get away from the dollar bill because it's falling. And it's a fiat. And they know that some of their partners is printing. And they have to put us in position of not really wanting to be, they don't need you to do, we too slow doing putting product together. So they technically don't need all of us, but they need some of us around to keep the AI going. So, and while they put their smart cities together. So, they already, to my actually mindset is, this is, they part of it, this block exchange to change over to this side. But the problem is, there's a lot of people that started Banks. Just imagine if I started a bank and all of a sudden now 30% of my customers are moving their money out of the bank accounts that's in my bank that I own, and they're putting it into crypto. I can see it right there on my ledger account that they're spending money and their transactions are going directly to a Coinbase, Gemini accounts, crypto accounts. I'm like, what the heck is going on? They're buying crypto and investing in other crypto companies. Wow, that would be a problem for me because now I know the money's not going to come back, and especially when the U.S. is going in a different direction and trying to do a reset. Will my bank be part of that? Do I got to get involved with another institution? What kind of business am I starting now? This has been going good with these investments I've been doing with other people's money. So believe me, please don't think that your bank that you are involved in is not investing in crypto. They just got a lot more money than you got. You know what I'm saying? They got a lot more money than you got. Institutions, like my businesses that I got, I can invest into crypto and y'all won't even know it. Yeah. I think the amount is, as long as you're investing over $250,000, I think that's the number. Or it might be $500,000. I think it's $250,000. Your institution can invest in most of it, and then it won't even affect the market like that. But they're investing your money into that they have gained off yours into the block exchange, into cryptocurrency. So the big dogs is, to make sure I close this out, the big dogs is over, is coins to invest in, is Ethereum and Bitcoin. Now, they have other stable coins, basically stable companies that are not just fly-by-night companies and scam artists and joke kind of currency slash companies. Like, Dogecoin is a joke. It ain't about nothing. It ain't got nothing that is going to be doing nothing for the future. It's just a bunch of people on TikTok pumping it up, and then Elon Musk is tweeting about it, pumping it up. Other ones is pumping it up. But it ain't really about nothing. It's not a real company that's going to do nothing for you in the future. So you putting your money in there is almost like, you put $100 in there, and it might make you a quick $300-$400 to $1,000 in a couple of days, and then you sell it. It's not something that you put your money in there to hold. So there's several ways of doing it. You could trade like you do on a stock exchange, or you can invest and hold and wait for it to have a lot more money per shares, and you can sell your shares and be a millionaire, you know, however you want to do it. Or you can put your money over there that you have, or the money that you gain in the block exchange, and you can keep it in there. And once it's more stable, you can stake your money. And staking is the same thing as people putting their money into the stock exchange, and they're gaining interest off of it. 4%, 5%, 9%, 10% a year. You can get the same thing on your return money when you stake it into a company. So like say you take something like Ethereum, and you stake it on an Ethereum platform. You can get a return, except you got to leave it in there for a while, just like you got to do a stock exchange. You just can't be moving your money and everything and then giving you a return, and then you just move it out of there and take it out. You get penalized with that. Same thing with Ethereum. If you want to stake the money instead of just having it in like a wallet or on a card that you want to spend your money, if you literally want to stake it slash leave it there and let it draw interest, you can make it can grow you depending on how much you got in there. A couple hundred dollars a month, a couple thousand a month, tens of thousands of dollars a month. You know what I mean? Or a year. That's staking, drawing interest off what's already in there, and you're not touching your money. You can do that with a lot of Cardano. You can do that with. There's a lot of companies you can do that with. Theta, you can do that with. You know, Chainlink, you can do that with. It's different with Polkadot. You know what I'm saying? Uniswap. So it depends on what you want to do when you're ready to go do it. What companies that I invest in? I pretty much told you I put 75% into 75% into of Ethereum of my money, and about 15% into Bitcoin. And the rest of my money went into companies that I researched that I know going to be around for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, 10 years. They're not going nowhere right now. So ones I invest in, I'll give you guys a few, is Ava. That's AA, Apple, Victor, Edward, and Yuma. That's Umbrella, Mary, Alpha, that's Yuma, The Graft. I know you heard about that. You guys research these companies. You know what I'm saying? There's companies that you can actually research. I might even put some links down there below if they allow me to do this in the podcast. I'm still getting familiar with it. The Graft and Synthetics. Synthetics, S-Y-N, Synthetics. And then Dash. And those are the ones I am invested in, just a few. Let me, you know, it was like $100 here. A few of them worth $1,000. Let me go check on one of this right here so you guys can see. I definitely invested into Cardano. And I invested into, let's see what's right here. Let me actually bring this up so you can see. So like I said I invested into Cardano. I also invested into EGEN. That's like a company that's dealing with, that's a company that's dealing with streaming and gaming. You know, so I know gaming is powerful, so I wanted to check that out. EGEN is E as in Edward, E as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, J as in Jacob, and I-N. So in EGEN, I invested into VeChain. At first, I thought VeChain stood for vaccine. I wasn't going to deal with it, but I realized that it's tracking our products. That's what this company deals with. Anything that's trackable is going down. I invested into Harmony. I invested into Ego, Chainlink, Matic, Polygon Matic. And I invested into Theta. So what did I, Stellar, of course, XRP. So that's what I hedged mine out in different locations. And what accounts do I have? I have crypto account. So I want you guys to do this before when you come to, if I get this, get time to do this course so I can show and tell and show you guys how to do it. I want you guys to invest. I mean, open up an account with crypto.com. So how you spell that is crypto.com. Cry, yeah. Crypto. Crypto.com. That's crypto.com. And you only can open up an account with this one with an Android. So you're going to have to open up the account, and I'm going to show within the course, I'm going to show people how to do that live, you know, walk it through. But those of you that are a little bit more savvier, that you don't want to wait, you want to get it done right now, just go ahead and open up one, and they're going to take a picture of your face. They're going to want your social. They're going to want your, it's just like opening up a bank account. So stop thinking that, oh my God, I don't want to give up my information. And then you're going to have to link your debit card to it. How you do that is you pretty much, when you try to purchase one of these coins or something, then boom, you can, before you purchase it, buy it, you can see it'll pull it up. And the reason why I say it'll pull it up and ask you to add your account. The reason why I say with this crypto.com is because it has gems on there. I was speaking about dreams before I let y'all go, but another one is Coinbase. Coinbase is kind of, to me, a hater because they only list the ones that are really, really kind of stable companies on there. You know, if you got listed on Coinbase, you've been there for a minute, and but it don't mean that they're going to go to the moon. It's just that it means that it only thing I hate about Coinbase, I like it because I do have stuff on Coinbase, like I just mentioned, but the thing about Coinbase is Coinbase doesn't allow you to get those gems. They only get you ones that are already, you know, $2 plus, $5, $10, $100, $1,000. They already, pretty much out of our brothers and sisters' range right now. You know, we live in paycheck to paycheck, so how are we going to invest in things? So, to me, it'd be better if you invest when you're just starting out. You put, like I said, majority of your money, 70 to 80% of your money into Ethereum, because it'll grow faster versus Bitcoin. Or you could split it up half and half, Bitcoin and Ethereum, because you don't have to buy the whole thing. You can buy just an increment of it, you know, $50 of it, $30 of it, $100 of it. You don't have to spend $1,500 on a whole Ethereum. You don't have to spend $40,000 to $50,000 on a whole Bitcoin, okay? Don't think like that. It's investment. It's going to grow. Just to start, but when you want to get something like the same $100 on something like that's a 1/10 of a penny, you can find on crypto.com when you sign up with an account like that. Like, you ain't gonna find EGEN, like I mentioned,
on no Coinbase. What's another one that you ain't going to find on that? You're not going to find Cardano on no Coinbase. See how they kind of hating that? And you're not going to find no Matic slash Polygraph on no Coinbase. So you're not going to find no Ego right now. It might be listed soon on no Coinbase. You're not going to find no Harmony on Coinbase, VeChain on Coinbase. So it's disrespectful when the companies that are kind of like small chains, like for instance, VeChain is like, to get that, it's like 4 cents right now. 4 pennies. You know, what is something like Polygraph or Matic? That bad boy is like 21 cents right now. EGEN, what is EGEN? EGEN is like 61 cents right now. But if I go to my account and show you the Coinbase side, you know, AVA, when I miss AAVE, is $17 per coin. I'm sorry, my bad. It's $367 per coin, per one, per share. Yuma is $21 per share. Matter of fact, I'm down on that. It was $28 when I bought it, and it's $21 right now. But it's going up, going back up. The graft, it's $1.87. I got in when it was 53 cents, but it's $1.87 already. It's already, these are already popping. Synthetics is $20, but they're stable. These companies are not going nowhere. Polkadot, you know what I mean? $30+ right now. So Synthetics, $20 right now. Dash, $233 right now. $32 right now. So I'm just trying to help you understand that some of these, you don't have to buy the whole thing there. You can buy them in increments. But there are YouTubers that are like gem finders. So what is a gem? I'm going to close it out. A gem is one of the ones that are like 0.001. That's like 1/10 of a penny, or 0.003. Like 0.3 of a penny, not 0.01. That's a penny. Yeah. So when you got something that's 0.001, it's about to blow up. Or 0.01. Yeah, I think that's a full penny right there. If I'm correct. Yeah. Yeah, when you got something that's 0.01, that's a penny. You got something that's 0.001, that's 1/10 of a penny. Those are called gems, because by the time it gets to a dollar, if you put in something like $100, that bad boy could shoot up to $10,000, because you're going to get 100,000 coins. Try to put $1,400 on Ethereum. I'm getting a little deeper. I'm about to close out. But that's the difference between the gem. One coin is going to cost you $1,400. Like I mentioned, Dash. Dash is $230-something right now for one. But you could buy increments of it. You don't have to buy the whole thing. But some people go out seeking those companies that are real valuable companies that are going to be here for the next 2, 3 years, 4 years, and they invest $100 in there or $50 there. So people could be doing challenges, $100 challenge, get yourself 100,000 coins. That might be a company that's coming out that's 0.001. You spend $100, you get yourself 100,000 coins. And if that bad boy goes to 10 cent, I don't even know how much that is. You gonna, let me do the math for that. You gonna 10x your money? You gonna double 10 times your money? Let's see right here. So if you spend $100 divided by 0.001, you got 100 coins, 100,000 shares in that company, coins. Times that by 0.10 cent. That's $10,000. Just it going from 1/10 of a penny to 10 cent. If that bad boy go to 90 cent, that's $90,000. If it go to a full dollar, that's $100. Don't let that company a couple of years later get to a whole $15 or $20. You got yourself $2 million. You see the power of this right here? You see the power between a gym and when it's all stable? So it's up to you. I'm definitely not going to tell you how to invest. I invest in some gyms. And like I said, I only put like 5% of my money into gyms. Yeah. 75% into Ethereum. I think it was 15%. So that'd be 75, 85, 90. Yeah. My bad. So 10% I put into gyms. I was a little aggressive because I know how to really, really research on companies and whatnot. And then some of the companies I've have crashed on. You know, I not crashed, but it has went up to like 10 grand. And then I didn't know the pull out in time. Pause. I only got myself, like, instead of getting that $9,000 profit, it dropped all the way down to like back down to $2,000. My initial investment might have been $1,000. And I only got $2,000. I doubled my money. So, but I've learned now that there's some of these companies that when they come out, people will on YouTube will pump them. They'll talk about them when they first come out, and people will put all their money in there, and then they'll go from like a 1/10 of a penny to like a whole, maybe even a dollar, or they're making itself up to 90 cent. And now you got yourself a solid $10,000, $11,000 profit right there. And then it'll go all the way back down to like, not all the way back down to that 1/10 of a penny, but it'll go down to like 0.002 or 0.003, 3/10 of a penny. So you still made a profit, but it ain't going up for long term. You got to keep it now. Are you going to hold it as a hodler for the next year and the year after that? Or are you going to sell it and take your profits and put it towards Ethereum or Bitcoin? That's what people do. They'll go gyms, make themselves quick money for about 2-3 weeks because them gyms are pump and go high in about a couple of days to a couple of weeks or so to maybe a full month. Make yourself turn $100 into a couple $1,000s to maybe even $10,000 in a few weeks. And then they'll take that money, sell it, and then put it in Ethereum or Bitcoin or in more stable coin that they like a Cardano, Polkadot, Uniswap, you know, Theta, you know, other little, the Graph Synthetic, you know, companies that they really believe in. They'll put it in that. So they'll keep doing that until they make their portfolio stronger. But I wanted to let you guys know the reason why I came out right now, and I'm going to put this class together. It's going to cost you nothing but $14. Is because they call it a bull run. See, right now until all this regulation and stuff is over, and before the United States and the banks start getting involved with trying to slow down and manipulate this decentralization game and start to slow down people becoming millionaires and millionaires and millionaires, it might not be so easy in 2025. So every like president year, the bull run happens. It starts coming around like every 4 years. But now it's so many people getting involved and putting their money towards this block exchange, this cryptocurrency. It's going to start being stable like the stock exchange. It's going to become the new era. And when it becomes there, but while it's trying to get there, it's going to go through a lot of red tape, a lot of lawsuits and banks getting involved, manipulating and shorting, playing games with it and tripping it up. It's going to go through a couple of years of drama, maybe 4 years of drama, and maybe 6 to 8 years of drama. But when it comes stable, and now it's going to be stable, it might not be so simple and easy to become a millionaire so quick and fast. So right now, 2007, we missed that year, but we're not missing 2021. This year right here, you could turn a couple hundred dollars into $20,000 to $40,000 to $400,000. They got people taking $500 and making themselves $500,000 before this year. I know a brother that took $500 and made $500,000 in 2017. I saw a guy online, Token Metrics. This brother took $20,000 and turned it into $5 million in 2017. And now he's selling his software and whatnot. But it's not like you gotta have a lot of money. It's where you put it at. It's how you move it. It's how you get in and get out. You know what I'm saying? Listening to the right person. I don't have all the answers, but I know one thing. This year is a major time for you to be that multimillionaire that you want to be. To you to have a $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 if you want to have it this year. Pay off all of your debt this year.
start that company and be in a better position in 2022 next year. This 2021 is a huge year for everybody in the block exchange, in the cryptocurrency. Don't sleep on it. Don't make no mistake and not capitalize on it. Don't allow it to pass you by. Please, please don't let it pass you by, because we don't know what these banks is going to do. We don't know what United States is going to do. We don't know what the Treasury and the SEC is going to be just suing these different big companies and whatnot and try to slow down the block exchange, the cryptocurrency, the Bitcoin, the big leaders ahead of them leading the trench. We don't know what they're going to do to the ones that you like. But just be in the know. Believe me, over this podcast, I'm going to be telling you what's going on. Don't be no sheep and just be asleep and moving like some turtle. Get on a good foot and take advantage of individuals like myself that's trying to share this good work. Y'all, I'm out. Till next time, peace and be blessed and love.